Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
We want to start today's program with a special congratulations to Dave and Karen Cuppett. Dave and Karen Cuppett celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary over the weekend and with family and friends, and made for a very special Resurrection Day celebration for those two. Dave is on our board of directors, has been serving with us for over a year now. We've known Dave and Karen for quite a number of years. I've officiated their daughter's wedding. Just lovely people, love the Lord Jesus, and are so excited to be a part of the Basic Gospel team and want to do everything in their power to advance the good news, to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. We are very honored and appreciative of their partnership with us, their friendship, their love, their support. They're just fabulous people. And so a special congratulations to Dave and Karen for celebrating 50 years. It's quite a milestone in today's climate, isn't
it? Yeah.
With the divorce rate as high as it is, not only out there in the secular world, but in the church as well. It's just wonderful to see two people that have stuck it out, that have really grown to love each other. And today their love for one another is even greater than when they first started. So congratulations to Dave and Karen Cuppett. They live in Davis, West Virginia, a beautiful area up there. But their hearts are with Jesus, with Basic Gospel, with advancing the good news. So we're just so excited for them. Also, had a great lunch today with a gentleman named Dr. Ed Lee down in Waco, Texas. And to our listeners out there, I want you to just say a little prayer of thanksgiving for Dr. Ed Lee. He is just a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. Has been a part of the Basic Gospel family for a number of years. He's a part of a group that gives generously so that you can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. So just thank the Lord today for Dr. Ed Lee. I love getting together with him. He is such a delightful man. Has a horse that's 31 years old. He loves riding that horse. He has a wonderful wife and family, grandkids, and just another one of those incredible blessings that God has sent our way. And we are so grateful for Dr. Ed Lee and his wife, Ellen, and just all that they mean to Basic Gospel. And like I said, thank God for them, because they are doing so much so that you can hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Well, today we're continuing our conversation on the resurrection. If you would like to join us, our phone lines are wide open right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. If you're watching us via Facebook Live or YouTube Live, you can post a question in the comment section right beneath or right beside the video. So we would love to respond to those as well. So if you'd like to be a part, now's the time to say so. 844-322-2742 is the number. I'm Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. This is Basic Gospel. Today, it's the benefits of the resurrection for you and for me. What does it mean that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead? How does that impact us? What does that say to us about the gospel message, first and foremost? And it says this, that God's plan for us was resurrection as well.
Yeah.
So just as Christ Jesus was raised from the dead physically, we are raised from the dead spiritually. The moment that we believe in Jesus, we cross over from death to life. We're raised to walk in the newness of life. So here's how Paul frames that in Romans chapter 6, a powerful passage. If this is not a passage that you have read or have read very often or have tried to dissect, I encourage you to open up your Bible, get into Romans 6, Tear it apart. Ask the Lord. Ask God's Spirit to teach you exactly what this means. So I'm going to start in verse 5. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So this is about the resurrection of the body.
Yes.
So we've been united to him in his death. We're also going to be raised with a brand new body. Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians 15. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. There was our problem. We were enslaved to sin. Sin was our master. So through this resurrection, Jesus broke that power. We are no longer enslaved to sin. So he's rendered that old body, brought it to nothing. That's good news, isn't it?
Sure is.
So we no longer have to give in to sin's demands on our lives. For one who has died has been set free from sin. So what does the resurrection mean to you? It means that you have been set free from sin. That's good news. Yeah. That is such good news. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be tempted in this world, that sin isn't going to knock on your door. It simply means that you've been set free and you don't have to answer the door. You don't have to. You don't have to give in to its demands. At one time, you had to. Why? Because sin was your master.
Yeah.
You were under sin's control, but that's not the case anymore. So now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. So we've been set free from sin. We're also set free from the power of death. Just as death no longer has dominion over Jesus, death no longer has dominion over us. Because he lives, we live. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. What does the resurrection mean to you? That you are no longer under the control of sin and death. Now you can consider yourself fully alive to God. Well, here's a great illustration that might help you. Say you live in an apartment complex and there's a landlord. It's a mean hombre. He is just the meanest guy you've ever met. He's demanding. There is no mercy if you're late. Boy, there's penalties to be paid. There's all sorts of things that are going to happen if you don't pay your bill on time. Well, along comes another gentleman. He likes the apartment building, and he decides that he's going to buy it. So now you're under new management. You're under a new landlord. But this new landlord has just happened to allow the old landlord to continue living in the apartment building. He has no authority there. He's simply living there. He has no control over any of the tenants, but he's not used to having a back seat. So he's still trying to demand payment from you. He's still trying to punish you for late payment and those sort of things. Well, what do you do with that? Well, you're under new management. You have a new landlord. So you consider yourself dead to the other one and fully alive to this new one. So when the other one comes knocking on your door, the former landlord, you say, "Get lost. I have no obligation to you. I have no loyalty to you. I have a new landlord. My loyalty, my dependence, my trust is on him." Well, when Jesus came in, when he died and was raised again, he bought you with a price. And now through faith in him, you're under new management. Jesus Christ is the one that you depend upon. Jesus Christ is the one that you look to. So you consider yourself dead to that old master, sin and death, and fully alive to God in Jesus Christ. That's what it means that Christ was raised from the dead. That's what it means to you.
Yeah. I love that word consider, because it's not just a, oh yeah, there's no new, the landlord's been changed. It really is a thought process, and it takes a while sometimes, but it's a thought process that says, because of who Jesus is, I no longer have to do this. I choose to look at Jesus. And it's such a wonderful powerful word, and Paul got it exactly right because the Spirit gave it to him.
Yes, he did, and that's a mind thing. Mm-hmm. There's the reality. We have been set free from sin and death. We are alive to God in Jesus Christ. That's true. Now, our minds need to catch up with that truth.
Yes.
So considering yourself dead to sin and alive to God is aligning that mind of yours up with the reality that took place when you came to Christ through faith and were made alive in Him. Yeah. So align that mind up with what is exactly true for you. So consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher along with Richard Pfeiffer. We welcome you to the program as well. 844-322-2742 is the number. Call right now if you have a question. We would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Hello to all of you guys that are and ladies that are watching us on Facebook Live and YouTube Live right now. We're so glad that you have tuned in and have joined us on this broadcast. If you have a question that you would like to pose, just write that in the comment section and we'll get to that as quickly as we can. Again, this is Basic Gospel. I want to remind you that Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We rely upon gifts from people just like you to support, to help finance this program, help to extend the reach through radio, through internet, through social media, so that we can connect the good news of Jesus Christ to as many people as we possibly can. So we rely on gifts. We need people to support us right now to step up and to give a gift of $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you can do. If you want to see this good news continue to go out on the airways, we ask you to give and to give generously today. You can do so by visiting our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click the support link and follow all the instructions right there. We would love for you to partner with us in this dynamic, I think, vital, critical ministry. There are so many messages going on out there. There are so many religious messages out there. Confusion is swirling around this planet, and people are being misguided. They're not understanding what the simplicity of the gospel is, and that's because it's not being readily taught. Well, here's one program that has dedicated itself to delivering the simple, basic gospel of Jesus Christ. We firmly believe that the gospel has the power for salvation, and if people will engage in this gospel message, transformation will occur in individual lives, in families, and it will go all the way up through community, states, the whole nine yards. But it starts with the simplicity of the gospel, one heart receiving Jesus, being made alive together with Him. That's where it begins. That's why it's so vitally important for people to come alongside and support Basic Gospel with your prayers and your gifts. Again, you can do so today by visiting basicgospel.net, or if you would like to call and make a contribution via phone, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742 is the number that you can call. We have a wonderful thank you gift. God's Will for You is the name of the CD that we will send you just to say thank you for standing with us. Richard, you and I know that there are so many people out there confused over God's will. They're frustrated. They're trying to find out exactly what it is. They're afraid to make decisions because they don't want to miss God's will for their life, but they're not seeing it in the right way. They're missing what God's will is based on what the Bible reveals to us. And the Bible reveals to us that God's will is really a will, like a legal document. And when Christ died, He ushered in this new will, this new covenant. And it's this new covenant that defines and shapes our relationship with God today. It's a covenant of grace. It's something that He delivered because of His faithfulness, His guarantee. Jesus Christ has become the guarantor of this new covenant. So it's a covenant that gives us certainty, that gives us assurance. And as we rest in that, we find ourselves in the very center of God's will. So that's what this CD is all about. We want to put that in your hands. It's available for a gift this month to Basic Gospel. So take advantage of it. Request your copy at basicgospel.net.
Yeah, we got a question just today from someone named Frank who listens to us on our app, our cell phone app. It sounds like a contrast to what we've been talking about, but I don't think it is, right? It's from 1 Peter 4:18. Could you please explain, if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? This is a context question, not just a few words question.
Yes, it's very much context. Peter is writing in both 1 Peter and 2 Peter, and suffering is a big theme.
Yes.
And he's saying, if you're going to suffer, don't suffer because you're choosing sinful actions. Mm-hmm. You've lived long enough as a lost person. You've lived long enough as someone who is dead spiritually. And I know your old buddies are going to make fun of you because you're choosing not to party with them or do the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
But you've lived long enough there. It's time to enjoy your freedom as a believer in Christ. And you're not going to enjoy your freedom if you go back to sinful ways. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about suffering. And this particular passage is in context of suffering. If
yes.
the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Mm-hmm. In this world, just because you've become a Christian, just because you have been made alive together with Christ, that doesn't mean you're going to be problem-free. And there's lots of people that think that, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Man, I'm never going to have a sinful desire again in my life. And, you know, there's lots of new Christians that really get hung up on that. You know, they've struggled with alcohol or maybe drugs, or maybe they've had a promiscuous lifestyle, and they come to Christ and they believe all of those fleshly desires are just going to disappear. And
yeah.
that everything they think, everything that they feel, everything that they're going to desire in life is going to be godly. Well, that's not the case.
No.
Our minds have not been born again. They still have the capability and do think the same old dumb thoughts they used to think before coming to Christ. That's why our minds need to be renewed. Our wills haven't fully conformed themselves to the will of God. So sometimes we choose the desires of the flesh over the desires of the spirit. That's just part of living in this world. So when these desires hit us, we think that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And maybe this faith thing didn't work. Maybe this gospel thing didn't work. But we have to realize in this world, we're going to have those types of temptations. We're going to have those types of testings. We're going to have those fleshly desires. So he's saying that's just part of living in this world. So if you're suffering according to God's will, then that's what this judgment is all about. Mm-hmm. What's being judged? Well, you're getting a chance to see if your faith is genuine.
Yes.
Many people give lip service but don't really respond with the heart. Mm-hmm. And so these trials and tribulations help you see exactly where your heart is. And I think that's what this passage is talking
yes.
about.
I've talked to so many people by phone or email who say things like, you know, I got saved and the thoughts got worse.
Yes.
Well, actually, they didn't get worse. It's an indication of your salvation. You now have the mind of Christ. Now you see the contrast between what love would have us do and what selfishness would have us do. And the contrast is so stark, it makes you think, at least Satan tries to make you think, that I'm worse than ever.
Yes.
No, what you're seeing now is the true choice. Can I choose to walk by faith in the indwelling spirit, or am I going to choose to, by my own strength, fail again and go back into the world? So don't let the contrast throw you off. Actually rejoice for it, because that's the Spirit working on you.
Right. I love what Paul said. I think it's in Romans 7, where sin becomes utterly sinful.
Yes.
You know, we come to Christ, we know we're sinners, we know we've done acts that violate the law, that we stand guilty, we deserve to be punished, but we're just seeing it from a kind of legal standpoint. And I think as we start to grow in Christ and the light of who he is shines brightly inside of us, we begin to see sin for what it really is. And it becomes utterly sinful to us. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That is a good thing. That's part of the teaching ministry of the grace of God that teaches us to say no to sin and yes to Jesus Christ. So this judgment is all about suffering that we're going to experience in this world. It's easy when we suffer to start listening to the voice of the flesh, the voices in the world, and God is saying, let this be kind of an assurance to you that you fully belong to Christ and that you have one voice to listen to, and it's his.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. That's a great question.
Good
well,
question.
This is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher along with Richard Pfeiffer. Thank you for joining us as well. 844-322-2742 is the number that you can call if you have a question. We would love to hear from you. Have something else on email today?
Yeah, we do. From Ron. This is about witnessing. I struggle with my witness verbally at work. Even when opportunities come, I seem to blow it. I don't say anything when I should. When Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father, does that apply to me? How does what Jesus said apply to grace in my life as a believer?
So he's talking about witnessing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we shrink back,
sometimes.
And that's the story for all of us. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's one person that's that has ever taken advantage of every witnessing opportunity that has come their way. That's just being a human. Sometimes
yes.
we're afraid. Sometimes we let fear control that particular moment. What will they think of us? Will they respond? Will they reject me? And that's just part of growing. And I think as we grow in the grace of God, grow in our knowledge of Christ Jesus, we'll see courage starting to fill up those spaces, starting to replace fear, and we'll start talking. But we don't have to worry about, oh no, I've denied Christ in front of men. No, you've already confessed with your lips that Jesus is Lord. If Christ stands before you and says, you know, what's the basis of your salvation? You're not going to say it's your good works. You're going to confess openly the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ is the reason that I'm saved, that I'm saved by grace through faith in Jesus. God's Spirit is alive. So continue to trust God's Spirit who lives in you to work in you and to give you the courage. You know, there's the desire to do something, but it takes courage to bring it about. Mm-hmm. And that is so vitally important. I think the most courageous thing that we do as human beings is to walk by faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That takes courage. Why? Because you're going against the current of this world. You're swimming upstream, so to speak. So it takes courage to stand against that current. It takes even more courage to open the mouth and start sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Trust him. Trust him to give you the courage when you have that opportunity to speak, and leave the results to him.
Yes.
And you're going to be surprised at how exciting and how wonderful that experience was.
Yeah, I love that the Spirit does things through us at those times that we have no idea about.
Yes.
Somebody will come tell you later and say, thank you so much, and you'll have to say, for what? You don't remember saying what the Spirit said through you directly to that person's heart.
Right. Absolutely. That's God's word, and that's how he uniquely works in those situations. Really, we think, oh no, we've got to save this person, and that is not the truth. We can't save anyone. That's Jesus's work. He's done everything that needs to be done.
Yep.
His Spirit is there. Entrust yourself to the Spirit. Leave the results to him. And like I said, you'll find a lot of joy in that.
You absolutely will.
Well, we've come to the end of today's broadcast. Thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives. Again, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. Please go to our website, basicgospel.net. Make a contribution today. We need your help. There are people out there that need Jesus. Help them hear the good news of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. All the information is at basicgospel.net. Now for the entire ministry team, this is Bob Christopher saying so long from Louisville, Texas.